From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton continued her bus tour in western Pennsylvania Saturday, seeking support from working-class voters. Speaking in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Clinton said that she would raise wages and promised to protect American workers.
And we're going to say no to unfair trade deals. We're going to stand up to China. We're going to support our steel workers, our auto workers, our homegrown manufacturers. I feel strongly about this, and I need your help. I need your ideas about how we're going to do this.
Clinton has said she opposes a pending Asia trade deal negotiated by President Barack Obama, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because it does not do enough to protect U.S. workers. Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine are touring so-called Rust Belt areas in Pennsylvania and Ohio, considered key states in November's election. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump criticized Muslim lawyer Khizr Khan, the father of an American soldier killed in Iraq, who gave a well-received speech at the Democratic National Convention. Khan said that Trump had sacrificed nothing and no one. In an interview with ABC Television, the Republican nominee said that he has made lots of sacrifices, including working very hard, creating jobs, and building structures to help the country. Khan's son, Humayun, a captain in the U.S. Army, was killed by a suicide bomber in 2004. He posthumously received the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart for valor. For more on these stories, you can always log on to our website. That's voanews.com. That's where you'll find the latest on campaign 2016. This is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. state of Texas say at least 16 people died in an early morning crash of a hot air balloon. The Federal Aviation Administration said the balloon apparently hit power lines and caught fire during its flight Saturday and crashed into a pasture, killing all aboard. Eric Grossov of the National Transportation Safety Board confirmed that the crash resulted in a significant loss of life. He also said there will be a significant investigation into the tragedy, including local, state, and federal authorities, alongside the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We've asked the FBI's evidence response team out of San Antonio to come and assist us with scene documentation. This is a normal practice for the NTSB in events that are classified as major accidents, and that's what this case is.
The crash took place in an area of farmland about 50 kilometers south of the Texas state capital, Austin. Russia's Federal Security Service said that the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations, government agencies, and defense contractors have been infected with malware designed for cyber espionage. The FSB said in a statement on its website Saturday the virus and the way the networks were infected bear similar characteristics to software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who is suspected of being behind the attacks. The announcement came after recent reports of cyber attacks on the U.S. Democratic National Committee and the fundraising committee for Democratic Party candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the hacks of the Democratic Party organizations. Syrian state media reported Saturday that dozens of families started leaving the besieged rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo after the government opened safe conduct corridors. State TV showed dozens of women and children arriving at the Salahuddin neighborhood. The state news agency Sana said that civilians later boarded buses and were taken to shelters set up by the government on the western side of Aleppo. Opposition activists denied reports that Aleppo residents were leaving rebel-held areas of the city, saying that state media was attempting to falsely suggest that civilians were fleeing the area. A group of 22 Syrian Christians joined a vigil on the outskirts of Krakow, Poland, Saturday to celebrate World Youth Day in the company of Pope Francis. The Pope asked the hundreds of thousands present to pray for the peace of Syria. Francis said that the response to hatred and violence is not more violence, but brotherhood, communion, and family. The vigil took place on day 4 of the Pontiff's 5-day visit to Poland. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.